Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Obviously, right now we're going through some trying times. And I'm not a Navi, so I cannot tell you what to do, but all I can tell you is that we have to cry and plead and mischanin and beg and cry and plead to Hashem that the magefa of the coronavirus should end, that Hashem should send us with refuah to those who are sick, bekarov, and that altogether Hashem should take away the coronavirus. And that we should all go back to our normal lives, you know, going to shul to daven, keeping Shabbos, having Orchim come over, achnas Orchim, having the Pesach Seder with our regular families we know we have. We just have to cry and plead and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Hashem should end the coronavirus, send a refuah shleimah to those who are sick, bekarov, Hashem should send a refuah shleimah to them, and that the corona, Hashem should take away the gzeirah of the coronavirus. And if you can just start on for... This has to do with the coronavirus, but Ava Meir ben Bela Fega, Yehuda ben Shifa, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel or ben Cyril, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, he saw Moshe ben Sipor Fega, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Yehudit bat Wina, Wina, Avam Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Leah Pesha Bastina, Leah Pesha Bastina, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Netanol Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zamin ben Sawa, Daphna Brocha Zahava Basfega Leah, Daphna Brocha Zahava Basfegaleya, Daphna Brocha Zahava Basfegaleya, Brina Brocha Baswina, Brina Brocha Baswina, Wina, Rocha Bas Ilana, Baruch Bendo Bene Ben Cyril, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Moshe ben Leah, Tzvi ben Chana. If you can please dive in for all those cholim b'karov. You know, the Hashem should send all of Fushim b'karov. So this week's parsha is parsha Tzav. And Rashi says, anytime he said Tzav, it means Rizus. So Rav Heschel, I believe he was a Hasidish Rebbe, Rav Heschel said a beautiful insight. He said, "When a tzav means Hashem's commanding us to do the mitzvah. So Zak Rav Heschel, when you're commanded to do a mitzvah, the Yetzahawa, the evil inclination, is going to try to stop you. When you're commanded to do a mitzvah, the Yetzahawa doesn't want you to do it. So Rav Heschel said, that's what Rashi means. Tzav, in local Lashon Tzav, the Lashon's resource. Rashi is saying, when there's a commandment, tzav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have zrizus, you have to be zealous, you have to want to do the mitzvah. Because otherwise the Yetzer is going to try to stop you. Well, Moshe Shor from Lakewood said a different explanation. Well, Moshe Shor said, he said, kol Lashon Tzav, sorry, tzav ela Lashon's resource, but makom sheish chisawon kiss, in a place that there's a lack of chisawon kiss. So Moshe Shor from Lakewood said a beautiful word. He said that during the week, you know, when you, let's mention with the coronavirus away, we all go to shul, we go out, we can give stock, you know, whether Pushka's coming around the shul or whether Ani's coming around to collect money, you can pull out a dollar bill or a shekel or a Canadian dollar, you know, you can give them money. Or you can give them an English pound. But on Shabbos and Yontif, you can't do that. Chisawon kiss means you don't have a bag, you don't have a wallet. You can't touch money on Shabbos or Yontif. It's muksa. So how are you supposed to give stock then? Zakwa Moshe Shor, because you know how you do muksa? By having guests come over your house. By inviting a poor person over to your house for Shabbos or Shabbos meal or Yontif meal. That's how you do it. That's why he said, Bizrizus, B'makom Sheish Chisawon Kiss. Well, Moshe Shor is saying that you have to be zaris, even a place you can't give tzedakah, you can still do tzedakah physically by inviting a poor person out to your house for Shabbos meals or for Shabbos or inviting guests to your house. The Walag said a different shot. He said, "Pshat is that, you know, when everything's going well financially, so you can give tzedakah. You know, you can give tzedakah when the pushka comes around the shul, when an ani comes around. But makom sheish chisaron kiss, and the place is that you don't have a kiss. You don't have a wallet. You unfortunately lost your job, so you can't give tzedakah." So that's why she's saying, be zealous, you know, be zealous, that you have to realize it's all from Hashem. Mezawis yourself, that you have to be zealous and still serving Hashem, even if you don't have money. Even if Hashem, you can't give tzedakah, you still can be zealous in keeping other mitzvahs. And also be zealous in having an incredible emunah in Hashem. The Walag said another pshat, kiss, the numerical value of kiss is 20, is Shuschaf is 20, Yud is 10, and Samech is 60. So it's called Gematria Katan. Gematria Katan, where you only take the first number. So you take of 22, 10 you take 1, and Samech you take 60, so that spells 90. So Rashi is saying, Malkum Tzav El Bezrizus, Malkum Sheish Chisaron Kiss. You have to be zealous that you don't come to a situation where you have a Chisaron of Kiss of 9. What's 9? You said, remember we got the Seres HaDibros, the 10 Commandments. So a Jew might say, you might say to yourself, Hashem, all I have is the first mitzvah, believe in you. I'll have incredible moon in you, and Hashem, that you took us out of Mitzrayim, that you're watching us. But the other 9 mitzvahs of Seres HaDibros, I don't need to keep them. So that's why she said, be zrizus, that you don't come to a situation where you have chisaron kiss, where you throw away the other 9 commandments of the Seres HaDibros. Well, Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood said a different explanation. Well, Binyamin Jacobs said a beautiful, he said that you know, remember Hashem's telling, who's Hashem telling Moshe to be zrizus? By Aaron and the Kohanim. And don't forget, Aaron was a youth tzaddik, and so were the Kohanim youth tzaddikim. So why does Hashem tell him be zealous, be zrizus, be careful? Because, well, Binyamin Jacobs, he said, even the biggest tzaddik, chas v'shalom, but there might be a one or two, you still have to be careful, I guess, of the Yetzer Hara. You might come where you get nothing out of the korban. So you might say to yourself, oh, you know what, Hashem's not going to mind if I take a little piece of the korban and keep it for myself. Hashem's not going to mind. I know the whole korban has to be burnt, totally burnt on the Mizbeach for Kaddish Baruch Hu. But Hashem's not going to mind if I take a little piece for myself. So that's what Binyamin Jacob said. That's what Rashi means. You have to be zrizus. You have to have your guard up that you don't even take a chisaron kiss. We don't even get a little piece. You don't take even a little piece of, do a little geneva from Hashem. When you, every, we don't, we geneva is geneva. We don't know whether you steal a 5 cents or $500. In Yiddishkeit, it's all geneva. It's all stealing. But we're telling you, you have to be mizaris yourself. You have to be careful, even if you're a big tzaddik, because your chashon might come to geneva. That's why you have to have your guard up. Then it says, "Those toas ola al mokeda al mizbeach." So the Chozer Melublin said mokeda means you're putting the ola on the mokeda, on the fire of the mizbeach. And the Chozer Melublin says, "Those toas ola." The toa of going up. How do you go up the ladder of ruchnis, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu better? When you put yourself on the fire, meaning when you're filled with fire to serve Hashem. But Chozer Melublin said, fire could mean eish kas. When you get angry, you can be filled with the fire of anger. So that's what Chozer Melublin said, that's what Hashem's saying. How do you go up the ladder of Torah mitzvahs, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu better? When you put yourself on the fire, meaning when you squash the fire of anger. You don't get angry. By not getting angry, you'll go up the ladder of serving Hashem better. For Sternbach from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh says a different pshat. If you look at Mokada, the mem is a little small. So what Sternbach said, you know, you might say, listen, I'm filled with fire. I'm so excited to serve Hashem. I'm going to become a tzaddik or tzaddikus overnight. Overnight, I'm going to become a tzaddik or tzaddikus overnight. And you're going to take leaps in serving Hashem. You're going to take tremendous leaps in serving Hashem. So a Sternbach Shlita said, you can't do that. You can't decide that one night, you know, you're going to, overnight you can become a tzaddik or tzaddik, because you're going to become taking tremendous leaps. You're going to do it with excitement, your eagerness, you know, you're going to serve Hashem. Yes, of course you can become a tzaddik or tzaddik overnight. We're not saying that, but you can't take major leaps in, you know, changing your life upside down automatically. And a Sternbach said, that's why the mem is small, to teach us. You got to take small steps in serving Hashem. you build yourself up. You go one rung of the ladder, then go up two, then three, then four. And before you know it, you're on high on the ladder of Ruchnis and Torah Mitzvahs. But you can't take a major leap up the ladder. And I think it's also a Moshe Feinstein that Sal said this. I think it was Parshat Vayishlach, might be. Yeah, Parshat Vayishlach. He said you got to take, but Moshe Feinstein that Sal said the same thing. You got to build brick upon brick upon brick. Because the bigger the leap, the bigger the harder the fall, the harder the fall, and you won't be able to pick yourself up. Then it says, then V'chaim V'lajin, that's all from a sefer called Ruach HaChaim, that's on Pirkei Avos. But V'chaim V'lajin points out, he said, Va'ish al Mizbech tu kadbol l'sichbeh. The fire on the Mizbech should never be put out. And V'chaim V'lajin points out in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, he said, was one of the miracles of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, that Geshamim, rain, fell on the fire on the Mizbech. The fire Mizbech had rain falling on it, and the fire never went out. So V'chaim V'lajin said, that's for us. What's pshat? The fire Geshamim means gashmius. I mean, when you know, he said, what does fire mean? Fire means Torah and mitzvahs. You know, keeping that fire of serving Hashem alive in yourself. So Chaim V'lajin said a beautiful word. He said that pshat is that gashmius might be hitting you. Like, well, you have to go. Yeah, of course, you have to go to. You know, I mean, if you have to go to work, and instead of, you know, one day you have to go to work earlier. Or you're having other physical pressing needs. But he said, if you keep the fire going in you, Hashem's going to help you that it will continue. Even when Gashmi's needs are hitting you, you have to keep that fire burning inside of you, of keeping the Torah and mitzvahs, of learning it and living it, of course. And then Hashem will cause a miracle that those physical needs will not put out your fire of Torah and mitzvahs in you. Then it says, by Korban Mincha, it says, by matzah tochel b'makom kadosh. When you the matzahs, you have to eat in makom kadosh, in a holy place. So what Lag said, what Hashem is teaching us, it's a hint to us that by our Pesach, you know, Pesach Seder, Pesach meals, that's coming up, Mitzvah Hashem, in a week and a half, and Mashiach doesn't come b'kovov, which I think we all want Mashiach to come b'kovov. But he said that when you're eating matzahs in your house, make sure your place is holy. Make sure there's no lashon hara, there's no lies, there's no machlokas, there's no arguing at the Pesach Seder. There's focusing on the Seder. You're not talking about the Mets or Yankees or the Houston Astros or the Boston Red Sox or whatever. You're not talking about sports at the Pesach Seder. You're not talking about politics. All you're focusing on the Seder and the toes of the Seder. You're not getting into fights. You're having shalom bayis. Someone's wanting to help out the mother or the wife or the father, of course. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you keep your makom kadosh, your house is a holy place. Because remember, that's where you eat matzahs. Then Binyamin Jacobs from Lakewood, I think he called it the Ulam Zubah Shashiva, you know, I guess from pre-war Europe. He said that Aaron and his sons did not sway. What Hashem commanded them, they did exactly like Hashem commanded them, and Hashem rewarded them for that. So Zokba Binyamin Jacobs, called the Roshiva Lamza, he said, what's pshat in that? It doesn't make sense. You're talking about Aaron, a huge tzaddik, and his sons, they're not going to, what Hashem tells them, they're going to do it. Zok the Roshiva Lamza, he said, the beautiful pshat. He said, Hashem's going to reward you even for something that you don't even have a havamina not to do. Meaning, example, like you might not have a havamina to eat a cheeseburger, but Hashem's going to reward you still if you don't, obviously, because you're not going to eat it. Hashem's going to still reward you as if you had the urge to eat the cheeseburger and you didn't. Meaning, even though you don't have any urge to eat the cheeseburger because you grew up that way, Hashem's going to still reward you as if you did. And Olam Zavah Shiva explained, because you had to work on yourself as you were growing up. You know, no one was born a tzaddik or tzaddikus or true Eved Hashem. You had to work on yourself. And that's why you're going to get rewarded, even if you have no urge to do the Aveva. I'm going to leave you with two halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These are halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. But if Pesach comes, Mashiach doesn't come beforehand, but if there's Pesach outside of Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about, you have to do Eruv Tavshilin. Because Pesach in America or Canada or England or Australia is 3 days Yontiv this year. It's Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Erev Shabbos. So you have to do an Eruv Tavshilin. So if Yaakov Zev Smith said, You can do an Erev Tavshilin even before you go to even before you daven. For the Chafetz Chaim writes, you can do shop for Shabbos meals, for Shabbos food, before you daven. So Yaakov Zev Smith said you do an Erev Tavshilin even before you daven, Wednesday morning. And what Yaakov Zev Smith said, there are many opinions, you can even do Erev Tavshilin the night before, Tuesday night. And you can even make a bracha then. But Yaakov Zev Smith said there is an opinion that you should not, I think Rav Rozner Zatzal, Shevet HaLevi, he writes that you should not make a bracha on Tuesday night. And I think Shevet HaLevi, or might be Rav Yaakov Zev Smith, so he said what you can do if you follow that opinion of Shevet HaLevi, so Tuesday night, you can make it tonight. Hashem, this should be my Erev Tavshilin, don't make a bracha if I forget to do an Erev Tavshilin tomorrow. Then on Erev Yontif, if you remember to make the Erev Tavshilin, then you make it with a bracha. But Tuesday night, go to Shevet HaLevi, don't make a bracha, but make that tonight. But Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said there are many opinions you can even make a bracha Tuesday night. Let's say the coronavirus is gone. Let's say there's no coronavirus and we can go back to shul and go back to yeshiva's base medrash. And let's say your husband or your children go to shul and your wife, your Eishes Chayil, lights the candles. And then, oh my goodness, there's no one home anymore. And it's like 10 minutes before Yontif and she remembers, oh my goodness, we can do Erev Tavshilin. So the wife can no longer do Erev Tavshilin because she took Yontif upon herself when she lit the candles. And also when she says Shechianu, Rav Yaakov Zev Smith, and we said, the minute she says Shechianu, for sure it's now Yontif. So Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, Ye'esh Yischayel could ask another Jew who's walking to shul or whatever, base medrash, and say, could you please do the Erev Tavshilin in my house for us? But that person who's doing Erev Tavshilin for you cannot make a bracha. He cannot make a bracha. And I'll just leave you with a beautiful story. What Pesach Kron said, the story last night, the Bolshev Rebbe, Zatzal, was in the Holocaust. And they got a couple of matzahs, and they were in the camps, and would decide what should they do with the matzahs. They didn't have matzahs for everyone. So they were discussing, which one they should give it to, and then a woman got up there, in Eishes Chayil, and said to the Rebbe, you and I know what matzahs are. All the adults knows what matzahs is. But a little kinderlach, a little children don't know what it is. And if we don't give them matzah now, when we get out of the camps, they're not going to know what it is. We got to mechanich them. We got to educate them. So Bolshevik said, thought about it, he goes, you are right. We're going to give the matzahs to the little kids. And you just see, how a Jew, even so they were in the concentration camps, which and I know was not pleasant. The Nazis, mach shemo, were not the best, were not so nice to us, Avi. I'm not being sarcastic, I'm being serious. Mach shemo. It was very hard times in the camps, very hard and challenging times. I don't even know how to describe it. It was Gehenim. And the Nazis made Gehenim for us. But you see from the Bolshev Rebbe and that woman and other Yidden, they never gave up hope. It's a teacher said a Jew never gives up hope. A Jew will always see the Yeshua in their life, will get light. We can never give up hope, and we can never give up hope that Hashem's going to send us a Yeshua for Corona Bekorov. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos. And only bestows Tovas.